Upsells are simple, they require almost no additional effort or expense, and they work like wildfire. 9. Leverage your profits by participating in joint ventures. Joint ventures are an exceptional way of adding sizable profits to your bottom line. You can use joint ventures to sell your products to the customers of other businesses. By doing this, you'll not only profit immediately, you'll also add new customers to your customer list. This is called a host-endorsed joint venture. Or you can use joint ventures to sell other companies' products to your own customers and virtually add or test additional product lines without risking a cent of your own money. This type of deal is called a guest-endorsed joint venture. For a host-endorsed joint venture, you need to connect with another business that sells products that appeal to the same type of customers who buy from you. This host company will be sending a letter endorsing your product to their customers. You'll create the mailing and pay all the costs of sending out this offer. In fact, your host incurs no expense whatsoever. In exchange, the host receives 15% to 30% of the net profit. It's up to you and the host to determine what's fair to both of you. By endorsing your offer and playing off his credibility, the host can easily generate response rates of 10% to 40%. The money you can make can be tremendous. Plus, you get to add these new customers to your list for many more years of repeat sales. All orders are received by the host and forwarded to you for fulfillment. There are two reasons for this. First, it's essential to make the offer appear as if it's being made by the host. It's the host's credibility that carries the weight here. Second, this allows the host to accurately track the number of orders generated. Considering what you're getting, trading a percentage of profits to play off all of the time, effort, and money it took to build the host customer list is an exceptional deal. You can use deals like this to build a substantial list of your own in a fraction of the time it would normally take. A guest-endorsed joint venture is similar, but here you act as the host to endorse your guest product to your own house list. The guest should pay all the expenses and reap the lion's share of the profits. In a guest-endorsed joint venture, you're gaining ancillary profits with very little effort and no cost on your part. It's purely found money. At the same time, it gives you a risk-free way to test other products you might want to consider adding to your business. Conclusion. You're now on the road to becoming a marketing leverage expert. You're now ready to start compounding the results of every marketing dollar you invest. I'm sure you're pleasantly surprised by the broad selection of marketing areas you can leverage significantly. Ads, headlines, prices, publicity, mailing lists, advertising media, in-store sales, field sales, average purchase amount, repeat sales, upsells, lead generation and conversion, referrals, offers, copy, and more. The opportunities for improving your profits are nearly endless. But there's one thing I must warn you about. Don't let yourself get confused when considering the wide variety of areas you could possibly leverage. Don't get bogged down by all the possibilities and all the details of each. Start small. Pick one area to get started on. Pick the one that looks like it will provide the most return for the least effort. Then kick it into gear. The important thing is to get started. Once you've seen the results you get by actually leveraging a single area, you'll be highly motivated to take on a few more. One final point. Leverage can have a profound effect on your business. If you increase the response to your ads and boost your average sales amount and increase the number of times each customer buys from you annually and extend the number of years each customer stays with you, the leveraged effect is exponential. It can easily double or triple your profits and increase both the size and the value of your business. Chapter 6, Credibility, the key to making a killing in your business. Imagine walking into a room full of business owners and asking them, what is the key to making a killing in your business? Do you know what their answer would be? I can guarantee that 99% of them would answer, having a superior product at a competitive price. Be honest, wouldn't that be your answer? Obviously, from the title of this chapter, that answer would be dead wrong. Now, I'm not even remotely suggesting that a superior product and a competitive price don't give you certain advantages. What I am saying, though, is that these certainly aren't the most important factors, and for many businesses, they may play little or no role at all. What matters most is credibility. Credibility is the key to consistently generating increased sales and profits. Credibility is the key to making a killing in your business. Now, most likely, this leaves you with a problem. That problem has two dimensions. The first is that you currently do little or nothing to build and fully leverage your credibility. The second is that you have no idea how to build and leverage your credibility. The net effect is that your business suffers lost sales and profits you could easily be making. It's as if you owned a diamond mine, but the only tools you had to work with were buckets and shovels. Your profits would be limited by how deep you could dig and how much you could haul with such rudimentary tools. If you aren't doing everything you can to use credibility as a major selling factor, you're missing a sophisticated and highly profitable marketing tool. So much for the bad news. The good news is there's no reason to panic. Do you know the old saying, diagnosis is half the cure? Well, it's absolutely true. The fact that you recognize that your sales and profits aren't all they could be is the first major step over the hurdle. The second major step is getting the information you need to learn to use credibility to its full advantage. And you've come to the right place for that. In this chapter, I'm going to show you everything you need to know to leverage your credibility like a pro. You'll learn precisely how to use credibility to increase the marketability of any product. And I'm not talking about textbook theories either. I'm talking about practical, down-to-earth techniques you can start using right away to shoot your profits through the roof. You'll learn how to apply credibility to nearly any marketing situation and drastically reduce your risk. And you'll find out how to determine which products and selling situations severely limit your credibility and should be avoided at all costs. So now that I've elevated your pulse a few notches, let's get going. Credibility, what it is and why it's so important. Without credibility, the task of marketing is significantly more difficult and costly. On the other hand, when you have credibility, making sales becomes easier and costs much less. Here's why. Human beings are creatures of habit. For the most part, they eat the same food, use the same toothpaste, read the same magazines, and so on. In doing this, they form habits that put them in a comfort zone. And the key benefit of a comfort zone is predictability. By doing something that's within a person's comfort zone, that person can reliably predict what type of experience they'll have. But move someone too far out of their comfort zone, and they're liable to become irritable, agitated, and highly skeptical. That's where credibility comes in. Credibility is the logical extension of predictability. If someone is subscribed to your newsletter, chances are they'll resubscribe rather than switching to a different but similar newsletter. Once they've read a few issues, if you even come close to delivering what you promised, your subscriber develops a level of comfort with your newsletter. At this point, you've established credibility in the customer's mind. There's now a bond between you and your customer. That bond is your credibility. It consists of, one, your customer's belief in you as a company that delivers what was promised. Two, your customer's belief in your product as something that satisfies their needs. This puts you in a very powerful marketing position. You can now rely on that credibility and leverage it to sell more and more of what you have to offer. Cashing in on your credibility. The more credibility you have, the easier it is to sell your product. It's much easier to sell something to someone who trusts you than it is to sell to someone who's never heard of you. If a prospect has never heard of you or your product, you have to educate them about your company's reliability and the benefit of using your product. And education is a costly, hit-or-miss process. Look, I don't care how great your product is, how low your price is, how well-written your copy may be, how arresting the layout of your piece is, what list you're mailing to, or what media you're using. If a customer has never heard of you or your product, you're facing a tough uphill climb. It may not be an impossible climb, but it will take all of the guts, determination, and energy you can possibly call upon to make it. That's the primary reason why so many new businesses fail: lack of credibility. Have you ever seen a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant that's been around for 20 years outlast all of the fancier, more comfortable restaurants that come and go across the street? It's because their customers can reliably predict exactly what they'll get every time they go in. When it comes to marketing, credibility is king. So the less credibility you have, either for your company or your product, the more risk you expose yourself to. Now, here's where it begins to get fun. I'm about to show you precisely how to get all of the credibility you need to consistently boost your sales and profits. The marketing ladder, a tool for tuning your business for increased profits. The marketing ladder is a tool that enables you to measure the balance of credibility versus risk for any product you're thinking about marketing. Here's what it looks like. Now, on the marketing ladder, we start at step 4, because at the top of the ladder, your credibility is the highest and your risk is the lowest. As you move down the marketing ladder, your credibility drops and your risk goes up. Here's each step. Step 4 is selling a proven product to a proven market. Step 3 is selling a new product to a proven market. Step 2 is selling a proven product to a new market. And step 1 is selling a new product to a new market. Each step has its own unique opportunities and pitfalls. In the next section, I'll go over each step individually and show you just what you need to do to get the most benefit at each step. But more importantly, I'll show you a number of simple, proven ways to move your offer up the marketing ladder and increase your credibility with the people you're trying to sell to. How to use the marketing ladder to significantly boost your profits. Step 4, selling a proven product to a proven market. Here you have the best situation possible. You have a product with a proven track record being sold to customers who have a proven buying history with your company. There's absolutely nothing left to do but keep selling your customers over and over again. Are there any pitfalls hidden within this situation? You bet there are. The foremost pitfall of being at the top of the ladder is tunnel vision. Tunnel vision can rob you of 20% to 30% more profit every year. The most common form of tunnel vision is failing to see that you can sell the same product to the same customer more than once. If you sell renewable products, such as office supplies, you owe it to yourself to systematically contact your customers on a regular basis and sell them again and again. Now, a lot of companies do this, but they do it so poorly it defies logic. They adopt the position that their company is more important than the customer. So when they do contact their customers, it's by sending them some weak communication that's nearly guaranteed to flop. The typical offering is a bland catalog sent without a sales letter and containing absolutely no incentive to get your customers to buy now. Here's how to turn that situation around and really cash in on the credibility you've worked so hard to build. Offer your customers an attractive incentive to do more business with you. Get their blood pumping a little. For example, on renewable products, give them a strong discount to accept an annual installment contract that commits them to a certain level of products every month. Annual installment contracts can turn one-shot or intermittent sales into a real gold mine. They can be used with nearly any product or service. Just a few examples that immediately come to mind are pool cleaning, accounting services, book clubs, video clubs, pizza delivery, car washes, office supplies, food products, dry cleaning, and nearly anything that can be sold through the mail. If I missed your product, add it to the list. One of the main things I do for my clients is help them discover all the ways they could be selling their products to both the same and different markets. Nearly every business I consult with could easily add another 10% to 50% profit to their business by reselling the same product to their same customers. What if your product isn't renewable? You can still resell the same customers again and again. Let's say you sell a high-quality stainless steel frying pan. If you have a list of regular customers who have bought and used your frying pan, then you have built-in sales. All you have to do is contact those customers and offer them an attractive deal on additional frying pans. Chances are they'll want another or have friends or relatives who want one. This is the cheapest, most effective sale you'll ever make. It costs far less to sell a known product to known customers than it does to find new customers to sell to. Even when you factor in a heavy discount, you'll still come out miles ahead. Step 3, selling a new product to a proven market. In this step, you'd seem to be losing half your credibility, but in actuality, you aren't. Remember, there are two kinds of credibility. One, your company's credibility, and two, your product's credibility. Of the two, the credibility of your company to your customers is the most important and should be viewed as being worth close to 75% of your total credibility. So you're still in a very strong position on step 2 of the marketing ladder. I said earlier that the easiest sale to make is a proven product to previous buyers. The next easiest and least expensive sale to make is a new product to those same buyers. Think about it. If you've been providing a good product at a fair price to people, you've established a certain level of trust. They're in their comfort zone. If you then offer another product with your endorsement and a strong guarantee, quite a few of your customers are likely to accept your offer. The key ingredients here are your endorsement and a strong guarantee. These are the tools you use to overcome the lack of product credibility. Here are a few more suggestions for getting the maximum results at this step of the ladder. Offer items that have the widest appeal to your customers. These don't necessarily have to be similar to your main product, but they should be in the same ballpark. You'd have a hard time selling a steak dinner to a vegetarian. A client of mine sells sunglasses by mail order. About 80% of his customers are female, so we follow up with an offer for ladies' purses that does exceptionally well. Get items on consignment from other businesses when you're starting out. Don't invest your own capital until you have a proven winner. If you own a dry cleaning business, try impulse items. Women's scarves, men's ties, sunglasses, and costume jewelry can all be picked up on consignment and sold to your regular customers. Cut a joint venture deal with another business. If you sell diet products, you could easily work out a deal with someone to sell their exercise equipment to your customers. Then the two of you split the profits. This is a great way to borrow credibility. If you can work out a joint venture deal with a business whose product has a strong reputation, you can piggyback their credibility to yours and make even more sales. Step 2, selling a proven product to a new market. At this step, your risk goes up substantially and your credibility drops. Even if your product is well known and has a solid reputation, selecting the right markets to expand into is both tricky and expensive. The only effective way to develop new markets is to test many markets as prudently as possible. Test small, kill the losers, and expand on the winners. Your risk is higher at this step because you have no history of doing business with the customers in these new markets, so they have no level of comfort with you. A good way to overcome customer skepticism at this step is to use strong, direct testimonials and offer an ironclad guarantee. remove as much risk as possible from the customer. Shift that risk to yourself. By shifting the majority of the risk to your own shoulders, you'll definitely increase your sales. You may also increase your returns, but if you truly offer a good product that delivers what you claim it will, increased returns should be minimal. Besides, it's all a matter of numbers. If your returns increase by 2%, but your sales increase by 10%, you're still miles ahead of the game. The best way to reduce your risk when moving into new markets is to start by working with a joint venture partner. For example, let's say you sell life insurance to senior citizens, and now you want to try to sell to younger people with families as well. You could approach any number of associations, unions, or other companies that do business with your targeted group and propose a joint venture. I do this for my clients all the time. You simply tell your joint venture partner that in exchange for their endorsement to their customer list, you'll give them a percentage of all sales you make. It's pure gravy for the joint venture partner and a great way for you to expand into a new market. By the way, I recommend that you offer to pay all marketing costs. You'd be paying all the costs if you went to a new market without a partner, so you aren't taking on any additional expense. Your partner's endorsement will boost your sales and easily make up for any profit you end up sharing. How much of a percentage should you be willing to pay for your partner's participation? Well, that really depends on the price of your product and the amount of profit you make on each sale. Percentages usually range from 10% to 30% of the profit. My advice is to make it as attractive as possible to your partner. Don't forget, you're gaining customers you can keep and resell for many years, so your front-end profit can be low and you'll still reap generous profits from future sales. By borrowing someone else's credibility like this, you've actually succeeded in moving yourself up the marketing ladder from step 2 to step 3. You've increased credibility and lowered risk, which puts you in a much better position to generate stronger sales and profits. Step 1. Selling a new product to a new market. This is a step that you rarely want to find yourself at. It's also the step where nearly all new businesses begin, even though they don't have to. And, as I mentioned earlier, being in this position is the primary reason why so many businesses fail. No credibility for your business plus no credibility for your product puts you at the highest level of risk possible. I'll be frank with you. I don't advise doing business from this position ever. However, I'm also practical enough to know that many businesses will continue to be willing to take this sort of risk. What are your options if you aren't willing to risk this much? You have to find a way to move up the marketing ladder. At this point, the only reliable way to accomplish that is to take on a joint venture partner. You need to find someone who either has a similar product with a proven track record that you can market, this is actually the basis of franchising, or a solid company whose credibility you can borrow for a share of the profits. In my opinion, operating with the amount of risk present at step one is almost a setup for failure. It may take more time to establish yourself by selling someone else's product, or you may have to give up a substantial share of the profits when you take on a joint venture partner to start a business. But slow, sure growth is far superior to going down in flames. The level of risk present at step one should be enough to deter all but the most aggressive pioneers. And just remember, one definition of a pioneer is a guy with a lot of arrows in his back. Conclusion. You now know precisely what you need to do to increase your credibility, lower your risk, and make a killing in your business. The best part is that none of these techniques are difficult or expensive to put into action, and the results they'll produce can be astounding. I've seen companies make more off a single joint venture deal than they were making off their primary business. And there are very few businesses that can't leverage their profits simply by offering other products they pick up on consignment. All that's left to do is for you to go out and put these concepts into action. And as you've already seen, there's good reason to do so. Since your overhead is already covered by your day-to-day operations, nearly all of the extra business you generate is pure profit. Chapter 7. 7 powerful words that will win you more customers than you can handle. You bought this course because you want to make more money in your business. To do that, there's one vital element that you must have: more customers. I'm about to reveal to you an amazingly simple program based on 7 powerful words that will show you how to get and keep more customers than you ever dreamed possible. And by doing this, you'll be able to double or triple your income and profits. Just so we understand each other, here's the exact purpose of this chapter: to help you sell more of your products or services as quickly as possible to more people at a low cost and increase your profits. That's quite a mouthful, but you'll be surprised by how easily this can be done. Also, there's little or no risk involved. This program is safe, sure, and easy to put into action. What's more, it will work for any kind of business. It doesn't matter whether you deal in flowers, trash removal, computers, or professional services. Because what's common to any type of business is that you must sell what you have to offer. And in order to sell, you must have customers to sell to. You're about to find out, down to the finest detail, how to win more customers and how to get them to buy more of what you have to sell. How the 7-word program is set up. There are a couple more things I want to tell you before we get started. The full 7-word program is short and sweet. You see, I don't believe that you're interested in wasting a lot of time, so I haven't loaded this chapter up with a bunch of extra baggage just to fill up more pages. This chapter is tight, to the point, and shows you everything in complete detail using the shortest space possible. Also, you won't find very much marketing philosophy or business school theory here. While I will explain as briefly as possible why these techniques work so well, the bulk of this chapter is roll up your shirt sleeves, how to do it information. Okay, so let's get right to it. The 7 powerful words. There are 7 simple, powerful words that act like a sales aphrodisiac with nearly any person. I don't care if they're a ditch digger, a doctor, a housewife, or the chief executive of a major corporation. 7 powerful words will make them march right over to your business, open up their wallets, and plunk down their hard-earned money. These 7 words are: I will give you something for free. As you can hear by my emphasis, the most important word in this phrase is free. Why? Well, how much impact does the phrase have if you change it to, I will give you something for $10.50? Not much. In fact, it would probably sabotage your results completely. I will give you something for free really isn't a magical phrase. What it is, however, is the foundation of a simple yet powerful marketing plan that can make you wealthy. Now, let's find out exactly how you go about building and using this money-making program. How to use these 7 powerful words to skyrocket your profits. Putting this program to work for you takes only 2 steps. But to do it successfully, each step has to be done completely and consistently. Let me repeat that, because it's probably the most important element of making this program work for you. In order to double or triple your income, these steps need to be carried out completely and consistently. Here are the 2 steps. 1, collect the names and addresses of all your customers and prospects. 2, regularly and systematically offer your customers and prospects something for free as motivation for them to do business with you. Actually, this program consists of 2 sets of these 2 steps.